Rich and Ken with Ted Johnson on WEEI.
And we are live from the Ketchus Law Injury Attorney Studios. No fee unless you win. Rich, Ken, three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson, and a very controversial visit from Chad Tracy today. And yeah, it's really right down the middle. There's some people who love what he said and some people who don't like what he said. And you know what? And I don't want this to take away from, you know, the last five games that the Red Sox have put out there. I mean, it has been impressive, truly impressive, to sweep the Yankees the way that they did. And I thought yesterday was awesome with Contreras, you know, very emotional. And it was cool to see the whole team go out and collect money for Venezuela. Yep. He hits that three-run homer at the beginning, and you see him just being overwhelmed when he goes back to the dugout. And then that nerd of an umpire who boots him from the game for, I mean, was it five full seconds? He was almost at the dugout when he taps himself on the helmet. Yeah. And I guess that we learned, and Chad Tracy was telling us this too, that I guess that's a rule that you are not allowed to tap your helmet as if you
are the ABS name in vain.
Yeah. That's exactly what he did, right?
So it is a rule. It's actually in the rule book. Yeah.
So, and the way Chad said it is, he said that, you know, listen, I guess they told us that when they were, you know, introducing the whole thing to us, you know, it's something you don't even think about. And although the ump also said that they have discretion as to whether or not they want to actually eject somebody from a game. Come on, dude. He was almost all the way back in the dugout when he tapped himself on the head. As a matter of fact, do we have the Contreras clip? Okay, Contreras was asked about it, and here's what he had to say about getting booted from the game.
Man, kind of surprising. Nick and I have a really good relationship. We had a really good talk right before the game. He also mentioned Venezuela, which is good for him to know about it. Nothing. I think it kind of surprised me because I never made eye contact with him, but just when he made he called the check swing, I look at him, he made the call. I never make any eye contact with him. It was surprising.
Yeah, so, it was surprising. That was a dick move. He shouldn't have done that. That was him being a power lord and being a hard-o. There's no way he should have gotten kicked out of that game.
Can I say, by the way, sick brag, I'm in the second row, right by the first base, batting circle.
Might as well have been in the dang dugout.
Well, the bat toss after the home run from Wilson went so high, it almost went over the netting and right into my lap. I actually put my hand up. Has anybody ever thrown the bat into the crowd after a home run? It almost happened.
Is that
I would be worried about that. If I'm a player, I'd be worried about seriously killing somebody with a bat flip.
Even that, like, he would have got tossed for that, I feel like. I think that put Nick Lentz on guard. It was like the bat flip was crazy. I know you think I'm a bragger.
No. It's fun as a fan to see that, but right. Of all the things that you could have, that you are showing him up. The bat flip, you're kind of asking for it.
Oh, definitely. He did. And later in the Contreras postgame, he apologized to Mikolas, the pitcher. He's like, I like that guy. And, you know, the bat flip, he was emotional. Basically, is what he was saying. Like, give me a break.
I love that we can excuse the way these behaviors. Hey, he's an emotional.
But Durant, we're all
emotional.
Over.
Right, yeah. Right, exactly.
By the way, I do love hearing this because listen to Will Fleming. You know, Will Fleming's in a great mood because the team's doing well. Contreras just got up there, had a three-run blast, and you know, he's obviously caught up in the emotion as well, seeing that Contreras, you know, how he was getting teary in the dugout. But listen to how he goes from, like, this feel-good moment to, what? What just happened? Let's take a listen.
And somebody just got thrown out. Was it Contreras?
Yeah.
No way.
Hey, yeah.
If Nick Lentz just did that, get the heck out of town. You got to be kidding me. On this night of all nights, with what he knows is going on, you've got to be kidding me. That is the least lack of feel I've ever seen from an umpire. Are you kidding me? That is an umpire making himself the show, and Chad Tracy should get thrown out himself. That is an absolute absurdity. Again, Nick Lentz did the right thing before the game. What he just did there is unforgivably selfish and egregious. Cannot happen. That is a joke.
Will tell us what you really think.
Rested, he's ready to go, no voice crack.
He calls out Chad Tracy, basically saying he expected Chad Tracy to go out there and defend his guy.
I agree with Will.
Get thrown
on that. Don't you think he should have come
that
out?
That could have been the old chest bump kind of. You know, kick some dirt up. If there was a time to do it, that would have been it.
But that was not the controversial thing that Chad Tracy talked about when he was on with us, and that was that we asked him about Jaren Duran. And if you saw it the other day, Jaren Duran, someone was jawing off to him, and and Jaren Duran ended up yelling something back into the stands, and there was a back and forth, and the fan ended up getting moved. His seat moved to a different place in the stadium.
Well, he got kicked out. If you believe the guy who called into Greg's show, he got removed from the stadium. He was there with his brother. His brother didn't because he was out in the concourse. I don't know if this guy was the real guy or not. But Tracy said to us during that interview, we wanted to move somewhere else, at least in the park, which is an odd thing to say.
You're right. So we actually don't know which one happened.
I don't know
whether he was kicked out of the stadium, but he was definitely, put it this way, if you're close enough to be able to, for a player to hear you, you have good seats.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'd get pissed if I was moved, if it wasn't for, you know, one thing or the other. But we talked to Chad Tracy about it, and I asked, you know, was it something personal, or was this guy, according to reports, just ball busting? He was yelling out apparently his
batting average.
198.
Yeah, not ERA, his batting average. He was yelling that out to him, and I guess that, you know, this isn't the first time that Jaren Duran has gotten upset for something that was like a kind of a middle school taunt, like, you need a tennis racket, they were saying at one point. And, you know, that's when Jaren Duran last year said the homophobic slur.
Was it two years ago?
Okay. And he said the homophobic slur, and he ended up apologizing for it. So Jaren Duran does have a history of popping off at some things.
And I think even the Michael Holly stuff is a little bit kind of, really? You got mad at that?
Yeah.
You know? And so there is a history of him getting upset with things that really were, it doesn't feel like fans crossed the line, where it feels like he was just kind of teed up and lost his composure.
Yeah.
Nesson is reporting that the fan was removed from Fenway Park before the start of the night.
Wow. Okay. So that's why I was asking Chad Tracy, because Chad said that it wasn't just Jaren Duran who wanted to get him removed. It was Chad and a couple of the other coaches went out and said, this guy, get him out of here. So I was like, all right, well, can you tell us what he said? Chad Tracy would not tell us what he said. And I said, well, can you at least tell us whether it was something personal? Because I think we all know when we go to a game where the line is. Because one of the great things about going to a live sporting event is that you can cheer the team you like. You can boo the team you don't like. You can say, you know, you suck. It's a great thing about live sports. Mm-hmm. It's fun. And he wouldn't tell us. He wouldn't tell us whether or not, you know, he had said anything personal. And by all reports that I've heard so far, it wasn't personal. It was all baseball related reasons. And to that I say, I disagree with what he did. I understand Chad Tracy trying to stick up for his guy because he knows that these are the kind of comments that get under the skin of Jaren Duran. And he needs Jaren Duran right now. Jaren Duran's been playing pretty well, so he needs him to be out there and to not lose his head. So that's why Chad Tracy went in. But I also think that sucks. Like, if you're someone who went to the game and you're yelling something like about the guy's batting average and they eject you from the game?
What if it's constant and it's never ending and it's inning after inning and it's to, quote unquote, like Chad Tracy said, to provoke a response? Do you still feel the fan has the right to do yell, scream the whole time and try to provoke a response?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Like, what are we talking about? These are professional athletes who get paid a lot of money. Not only that, I just paid $160 for my ticket to Fenway Park. Give me a break. So you're telling me all I can do is cheer? If I give a positive emotion or response, that's okay. But the second I don't support the team, I'm the one getting ejected from the game.
But if it's like inning after inning and it's just,
who
you
cares?
Don't stop.
Stiz and I are steaming back here. Oh. We're both like, come on, man. These guys are athletes.
Yeah. Okay, but these guys are older. Is
pull
this
your pants up and you know, get on the field and play the game.
Okay. Pull your pants up, baby.
What does that mean?
So, Stiz, I agree with you that you should be – now, if you're sitting next to the guy and he just won't shut the F up, I think as like someone who's just going to the game, just be like, all right, dude, come on, man. Just let's calm down a little bit. But he's got every right to do it. You have every right to do that,
and
if it's not personal.
I would also say if they were being personal or egregious or vulgar, I still don't excuse Jaren Duran's behavior. That is when Chad Tracy or someone calls Fenway security and you get the fan removed. There's no excuse for Jaren yelling at fans, chirping back, breaking bats. Like, it's crazy.
That's where you and I different. I think if he goes over a line, you've got every reason to draw back. If you say something racial or something like that's where I disagree with you. But if this guy's just yelling about his like batting average, dude, you got to suck it up. Let's go to John.
Serious question before you take John.
Sure.
Gen Z, right? These are guys in their 20s. Mm-hmm. They grew up without a lot of personal interaction. They're not used to having people in their face in public. Is that a generational thing we're seeing?
I hope not. I hope that's not the case. Right, because I've got a little more respect for that generation than you're instantly painting them all soft, and I don't think they are. Because there's a lot of guys out there in professional sports who take it. They take it all the time. As long as that's why I asked Chad Tracy, can you at least tell us if it was personal?
Okay, but this is a theme, though, with the young guys. Meyer and Anthony, we have a theme of younger guys who seem to be getting labeled with very sensitive, at least borderline, right? If not soft.
Maybe.
Even if he does chirp back, like, who cares? If the guy's chirping at him, he can chirp back. I don't blame him for that, but I blame them for throwing the guy out. Like, use your words, not your, force.
Let's go to John on line 3. John, what is up, buddy? How you doing?
So, Ken, what do we do now? Because it's a younger generation and nobody goes outside anymore and they they text each other in the backseat of the car when they're 3 feet away from each other. So do we have these guys play in empty stadiums?
Well, you could
text. Is that the answer now?
You should be able to text at them or to a Red Sox work address.
An app on the phone?
Yeah.
We'll hit the Insta and tell him that he sucks instead of telling him to his face because he can't take it. Not for nothing. Guys, I'm 52. I'm older than the average bear, I guess. I loved Jim Rice. I thought he was the most dominant left fielder for 10 years when it came to hitting. And just as many people that liked him couldn't stand him. And they pissed in his ear 81 days a year and plus more if they made the playoffs. And you know how many times I remember Jim Rice turning around and looking at the fans? None. This is the third or fourth time Jaron Duran has had some issue with a fan. And on at least one occasion, he decided to throw a racial slur at somebody when he was describing it. This guy never has to talk about what was said. This guy never has to prove his case. It's always his word, and we're supposed to believe him. He's like the boy who cried wolf. I've never heard one hard bit of evidence about any accusation Jaron Duran has made that has been factually proven by the Red Sox, by a member of a police force, security, third party, nothing. This guy is a fraud. And I don't care what this guy said about his batting average or if he needs a friggin' canoe paddle to hit a ball. It doesn't matter. You're allowed to do that.
Right.
I'm not allowed to wear a brown paper bag over my head because apparently that's some security issue. Okay, fine. I'll play your game. But don't tell me I can't tell Jaron Duran that he sucks and they should have traded him 2 years ago when they had MVP votes for him because you know what? You do suck, and you do suck every day for the rest of your career with the Red Sox. You hit a high point 2 years ago. You'll never hit it again. You're going to hear this every day from me, Jaron Duran. I'll be July 24th. I hope you're listening. You suck. You no good son of a bitch.
Please comment, because I would like for you to hear this, and we'll play it in its entirety. There has not been a more polarizing whether people are on Chad's side or not on his side, but I think that he was just sticking up for his guy. We will take your calls, 617-779-7937.